Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
What is the female athlete triad? You might have heard it, and it's syndrome, which eating disorders, amenorrhea, which is the decrease, you know, production of your menstrual cycle, and decreased bone mineral density kind of all combine to cause a very serious health problem for girls that are in athletics. My guest is Dr. Mitchell Rao. He's the director in the Doctor of Physical Therapy program at San Diego State University. Welcome to the show, Dr. Rao. Let's speak about the triad. First of all, how does it even occur?
Well, I think we're really just starting to learn about this, and we don't know all the factors, and that's why in the last 20 years, more so the last 10 years, the research in this area has really grown. But in theory, the thought is that what our current research has shown is that low energy availability, it's not just an energy deficit, but that you're just not taking enough energy in according to what your body's expending, and may lead to the menstrual dysfunction, which will then lead to low bone mass, or there's another mechanism straight from menstrual dysfunction from whatever different reason that will lead to the low bone mass as well. And then there's a possibility that the low bone mass can happen on its own, and that's something that we're looking at right now too.
Okay, so, you know, people have heard about this triad, and first they've heard of amenorrhea, and we even heard about it back in the 80s when people were saying women shouldn't do athletics because look at what happens to them, you know, but do you have to be a pretty low body weight, body fat, really hardcore athlete to suffer from amenorrhea?
No, and this is what the coolest stuff that we're learning is that it's long been thought that you have just gymnasts and runners only, or in ballet, they were the only athletes that we thought were having this syndrome. And what we have found at San Diego State, as well as in the Netherlands, they're finding is that actually many females in team sports were noticing the female athlete triad syndrome with them as well. So we think there's a lot of influences for this, and I think a lot of this goes down to dietary restraint in the team sports, is that the changing of the uniforms and other societal influences, coaches telling the women to be the girls and the women to be more lean, it is leading the women to try and cut calories for different ways or over-exercise to get themselves more lean. So it's just no longer, it should not be the thought anymore that it's just the lean type sports anymore.
Okay, so let's talk about bone density.
Okay.
Where that comes in, you know, young girls, they don't even think about bone density.
Correct.
Women in their 20s and 30s don't even think about bone density. And maybe you're a runner. Maybe you don't consider yourself an athlete, but you are an exerciser. And you love to run, you love to take aerobics, you love to spin, you love to do yoga, you love to do all of these things, boot camp, whatever. And you don't really think, oh, well, I'm an exerciser, so I'm not going to have a problem with my bone density. Speak about how bone density kind of creeps its way in, and do we really, is it something that we worry about even when we're young?
Yeah, and we should. What we're finding, even at, with Dr. Nichols, my colleague here at San Diego State, what we have found at the high school level is about at least a quarter of the girls are going to have one of the syndromes. And we're already starting to see where they'll have all three components at simultaneously. And what that's telling us is that these, when you look at them from their physical features right now, they look fine. But inside, we don't know. We're already seeing about 20% already at osteopenia, you know, which is one standard deviation below the normal, and some going almost into two standard deviations. What this all means is that they're likely going to go into osteoporosis very early in their life, yet we don't have any long-term cohort studies to confirm a lot of this, and that, I think that's where they'll go. So the bottom line is that I think it's very important for many females to go see their physician, get a good their menstrual history looked at, and then potentially have their bone looked at. It's just simple bone scan, DEXA, and then get prescribed to also include bone loading, or as you mentioned before, a CrossFit routine, so that you're getting the bone loading activities into your routine. So if you're a swimmer, you're probably not getting that as much. So you need to include something like CrossFit in there.
Okay, now when you talk about even those bone loadings, you know, runners, you think, wow, their hips are getting plenty of, you know, that density going on. Gymnastics the same, figure skating, you know, and those are some serious athletes right there. But, you know, running is more of a pretty common sport. There are millions of women across the country running. And they think to themselves, well, I'm loading up my bones while I run, so I don't have to worry about that. I don't have any, you know, disordered eating, but yet they're not necessarily recognizing this in themselves. Maybe
Right.
they are eating less, you know, carbs they're afraid of, or this or that. The period thing, you know, that we would notice,
yeah.
maybe, unless we chalk it up to something else. How do we recognize these things in ourselves?
Well, yeah, I think that the period is a good marker, but here's what's ironic is that just some anecdotal evidence that we've been seeing with the high school populations we're looking at is that many of the girls think it's cool to lose their period. So it's almost becoming a rite of passage. So they're not looking at period as a good thing to lose, rather than if I'm losing my period, I need to do something about that. So if you're starting to lose your period, you got to be asking yourself, are you getting enough calories into your system? Are you burning up enough, or too much calories and not bring enough food? And so what it comes down to very simply is asking the runners is that you don't have to look at the triad as something scary and that you have anorexia or anything. It simply is that how much are you burning calories out there and how much are you replacing? So this is where we're seeing this now starting to be associated with musculoskeletal injuries, because we feel that the women are not getting enough calories to help replenish the muscle tissues.
So
it really comes down to getting enough calories in.
Okay, so you have to get your calories in. What are people doing for treatment for once you've discovered that they have maybe not all the triad, but at least they're sort of on their way?
Yeah, this is where I think working with your family physician to identify which of the triads you may or may not have, and where the direction goes. I think what you mentioned with the period is a great place to start, because then you can ask yourself, okay, maybe I need to send you to a nutritionist to see if you are getting adequate calories in for the type of activities that you do. So these are really great modifiable things, and very successful outcomes can be made.
Okay, so you want to maybe have to see a nutritionist, you want to work with a trainer, coaches, you want to work with a physical therapist such as yourself to be able to modify what you're doing, take it down a notch or take it up a notch to where you need to get that bone loading. You need to work on your nutritional aspect. The triad, as you said, Dr. Rao, does not have to be so scary. And if you catch yourself starting into it, and even in young girls, they start to think it's cool to lose their period, then that's when you want to kind of take it under control, rein it in. So I'd like to encourage parents out there, if you notice that your daughter is really, really working hard at a sport and she's losing a lot of weight, she's not eating the way she should, maybe you notice she's not going through tampons the way that she used to, these are things that can signal the triad. It's more common than you might imagine. And women, if you're a runner, if you're a gymnast, if you're an athlete, if you really love to exercise, make sure to watch yourself and watch your loved ones to see that this isn't something that you're kind of falling into. We don't want to have bone problems later in life. We certainly don't. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD and Train Your Body. Have a great day and stay well.